From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Apple chief executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the government is concerned about the ruling.
We are concerned about a unilateral approach in state aid negotiations that threatened to undermine progress that we have made collaboratively with the Europeans to make the international taxation system fair. And when I say fair, I mean fair primarily to taxpayers, but also fair to companies that are trying to do business around the world.
Josh Earnest. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The United Nations on Tuesday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Jemmy McGoldrick told reporters the figure could be even higher. In addition to the civil war, Yemen has also been dealing with attacks by militants, including a bombing Monday in the southern port city of Aden. This is VOA News.